Yeah, that's fine. Four candles.
I knew that was coming.
Do you want these lighting?
No. We've already lit as well. No, we're leaving. Well, I don't know. Yeah. You could do.
We put them out. We didn't like them because it might think it's overkill, but you could quite well be. I put a couple back there.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Round two for me. we had a lovely Chris Dingle service here this morning, and hence various Chris Dingles we've got lit, as well as our Advent wreath. Welcome to our carol service. We've got a number of carols to sing, and also a number of readings. Really, just telling us the Christmas story. So after the service, there are refreshments which are served, and you can go and collect them from the hatch and either bring them back into here, or there's also our coffee lounge over there. So please feel free to stay and enjoy our fellowship together. And I think we've got a few spare Chris Dingles, so if any of you would like to take one, I hope I'm not being presumptuous of it, but if any of you like to take one, or you think of someone you could give a Chris Dingle to, then please feel free, apart from that one. Okay. And so our call to worship is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 6 to 7. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. We sing together from Singing the Faith, hymn number 169, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. And please stand if you're able, but if you are unable, please remain seated. Jesus, people free from our fears and sins, release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth. Of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever. Now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne. Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and loving God, we come together on this day to celebrate the birth of your Son, the child laid in a manger. Our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We come recalling that first Christmas centuries ago. The message proclaimed by the angels, news of great joy. We come remembering the faith of Mary, the thanksgiving of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. We come reminding ourselves of your great love shown to us and all people through your coming and sharing our humanity, through your living and dying amongst us. Loving God, we thank you for this time of year, its mood of joy and celebration, its spirit of goodwill and desire to work for peace, the renewing of old friendships, and the coming together of families. The lessons and the carols which we know and love so well. Save us, O Lord, from becoming over familiar with this season, from ever imagining we know all there is to know about it, or presuming that we have understood all there is to understand. Teach us to listen for your voice and look for your presence, to hear your call and respond to your guidance. May we, like Mary, have the faith to believe that with you nothing is impossible, like the shepherds to go in heart and mind even to Bethlehem to see what you have done, like the wise men to offer you our worship and present to you our gifts, like the great company of angels to sing glad and joyful songs of praise. And so may we, when the festivities are over and Christmas is past, return to our daily lives glorifying and praising you for all we have seen and heard, the wonder of your love revealed in Christ. For you have done great things for us, and we are glad. Praise be to you now and forever. Amen. And we say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so now we're going to sing hymn number 187, 187. And this is a carol about Angel Gabriel announcing to Mary the birth of Jesus, or that she will be carrying Jesus. So 187. Please stand as you are able.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came. His wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, the love maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria. For known a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations, Lord, and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, Christ is foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Then gentle Mary meekly bowed her head. To me be as it pleaseth God, she said. My soul shall Lord and magnify his holy name. Most gladly I will lady Gloria. Of her Emmanuel the Christ was born in Bethlehem all on a Christmas morn. And Christian folk throughout the world would ever say, most highly favored Lady Gloria.
Please be seated.
This reading is entitled The Birth of Jesus and is Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to their own towns to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Amen.
And we remain seated for this next carol. We sing together carol number 213, O Little Town of Bethlehem, 213.
Silent stars go.
And so now we have another reading from Luke's Gospel, a story about the shepherds, from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen.
I always like that reading because it always brings a smile to my face, imagining shepherds joyfully returning back to their sheep and praising God. So now we're going to sing about the shepherds as we sing hymn number 221, "While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night," or as some school children would have it, "While Shepherds Washed Their Socks by Night." But there you go, enough of my humour. So please feel free to stand or sit as you feel comfortable.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. "Fear not," said he, "for mighty dread hath seized the troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and humankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you there shall find, to human view displayed, all meanly wrapped in swaddling bands and in a manger laid." Thus spake the seraph, praising God, and thus address their joyful song. All glory be to God on high, and to the world be peace. Goodwill henceforth from him to earth begin and never cease.
Please be seated. So now our gaze is shifted from the stable to at the far east, where some men are coming. And this is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12.
The Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures, presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Thank you. Now, names are funny things. I heard on the radio a couple of years ago of some Christmas names that parents have given their children. For instance, over the last 500 years, you probably won't be surprised probably the number, that over 2 million babies have been called Ivy. Over 2 million. Now, that's okay, but more recently, though, 293 children have been called Bauble. 23, Eggnog. And over 2,800 babies have been called Sprout. And yes, it is true. I'm not making it up. dear. But seriously, a lot of names have meanings in them. For example, John means God has been gracious. Gabriel, God is my strength, or hero of God. Stephen, my name. Ah, that's garland of flowers. Well, my mum always said I was her little flower. My brother said I was the big weed, but there you go. So Christmas is upon us again, with all its glitter, all its excitement. And the name Emmanuel makes its appearance again. We've heard it in our Bible readings. We've also heard it in our carols, like the Mary one, or O little town of Bethlehem, that last line, O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Now, the word Emmanuel in Hebrew is found in Isaiah and Matthew's Gospel in the Bible, and it means God with us, or God is with us. And Christmas is a time when we celebrate God becoming human in the person of Jesus. He walked this earth. He felt as we felt. He was in humanity right up to his neck, with all its struggles, all its hopes, all its contradictions. He knew and experienced poverty. He experienced human emotions like joy, happiness, frustration, sadness, and grief. And he suffered cruelty and pain and a shameful death. He knows what it's like to be a human being. And he is still with us now, wanting to be with us, knowing what we go through, and suffering with those who suffer. A number of years ago, the Reverend Martha Isaac, a pastor of the Lutheran Church in Bethlehem, was asked what Emmanuel meant to the Palestinian Christians in Gaza and the West Bank. And he replied, God is with us under the rubble. Jesus is there in that situation, and he is here with us in ours, here to reconcile us to God and to each other, to restore our true humanity, to free us from fear and hatred, and to build us up in love and hope and faith. The thing is, though, that Jesus won't force his way in. In the book of Revelation, Jesus says, Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. We need to let Jesus into our situations, into our lives, if we are to experience his healing presence. As it says in verse 3 of O Little Town of Bethlehem, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. So I pray that you may experience the living Christ this Christmas, the joy and the peace that God has in store for every one of us. And I pray that his life may become very real in yours. Happy Christmas, everyone. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for coming to this earth in the person of Jesus and in being with us now. Help us to allow you into our lives and situations so that all people may come to know your healing love. Loving God, we know you are coming in the form of Jesus into the arms of a young girl who bravely said yes, into a defeated people chafing under an alien yoke, into a world darkened by sin, sorrow, and death. Emmanuel, God with us. We offer to you a needy world, our God. We pray for the hungry, the destitute and starving, for the lonely, loveless and aimless. Help us to remember that where there is need, we find you. Emmanuel, God with us. We offer you a suffering world, our God. We pray for the persecuted and for victims of violence, for those sick in body, mind, or at heart. Help us to remember that where there is suffering, we find you. Emmanuel, God with us. We offer you a sorrowful world, our God. We pray for the bereaved and sad, for those depressed and defeated by life. Help us to remember that where there is sorrow, we find you. Emmanuel, God with us. We offer you a struggling world, our God. We pray for those struggling against evil and greed in this world, in society, in themselves. Help us to remember that where there is struggle, we find you. Emmanuel, God with us. We offer ourselves to you, our God. We pray for the courage to say yes to your Holy Spirit, so that your saving love may fill and overflow your church. Help us to remember that wherever we are, we find you. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. And Lord, we offer the money that we have given as we offer our lives to you to be used in your service and for your glory. We ask that you receive them in Jesus' name. Amen. So now we come to our final carol, well, of this service anyway. And of course, we're going to sing together hymn number 212, O Come All You Faithful, 212. We won't be singing the last verse. If you want to sing the last verse, you're going to have to come on Christmas Day at 9:30. You can sing it then, or you can sing it to yourself. We sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore. Him, Christ the Lord. True God, light of light eternal, lo, he abhors not the virgin's womb. Son of the Father, begotten, not created. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. See how the shepherds summoned to his cradle, leaving their flocks, draw nigh to gaze. We too will thither bend our joyful footsteps. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Lo, star-led chieftains, magi Christ adoring, offer him incense, gold and myrrh. We to the Christ child bring our hearts' oblations. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing, O ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God in the us adore him, Christ the Lord.
So please feel free and welcome to join us for refreshments just out in the hallway. And you can bring them back into the church or use the coffee lounge, as I said. And let us share the grace together. If you do not know this prayer, Please listen to it and be blessed by it. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.